We are joined by a World Series champion, a two-time All-Star, the winning pitcher in Game 7. Three innings pitched, no runs, three strikeouts, 14-7 during the regular season, an ERA of 3.25, 238 strikeouts, top 10 in the National League in wins, innings, strikeouts, walks, ERA, winning percentage. He was drafted back in 2009, 80th overall. We are joined by Nationals pitcher Patrick Corbin. Patrick, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jim?
Good, good. Listen, it's been a while since you and I spoke, but I got to ask you, it's been a little over a week since you got the win in Game 7 of the World Series. How is life as a World Series champion, and does it feel the way you thought that it would?
Yeah, I don't know if it's sinking in yet, but this last week's been crazy. We've been doing so much, traveling all over the place, going to those places, got to go to the White House, Capitals game, just things like that. And I think this week now I'm going to just relax, enjoy it, and look back on it.
All right, so before we get into the World Series itself and specifically Game 7, take me back, Patrick, a little bit. You were coming off an All-Star season with Arizona. You were a free agent. There was a lot of interest, a lot of teams with really good rosters that felt like you were the kind of guy that could put them over the top. So what was it about Washington that caught your attention?
Like you said, coming off a year that I had, had some options with some great teams, just really looking at Washington was the rotation that they had. Steven Strasburg and Matt Scherzer and some of the younger pieces that they did have on the team was really exciting, and they've been winning a lot of baseball games over the years, and I thought if I could join them, could only help and give us an opportunity to do something that we did this year.
We're talking to Patrick Corbin. You know, you mentioned that pitching staff. As an elite pitcher, what's it like to come to work every day and know that you're surrounded by so many elite starting pitchers? How much did you learn from them, and how much did they learn from you?
Yeah, I mean, you know you have a chance to win every game when you go out there and you have pitchers that can keep us in games. And, I mean, you look at some of these guys, what they do, and how competitive Max is, and the year that Strasburg had was incredible. So you just want to be a part of it. You want to do your job and go out there and just be yourself.
Patrick Corbin joining us. I'm going to ask him about Max in a minute, but earlier in the postseason, you said that it felt like you had been a part of that clubhouse a lot longer than you really had. How do you explain that and that amazing chemistry that exists in that clubhouse?
Yeah, it just kind of ended up being a perfect fit. I knew a couple of the guys before I signed there. With Gerardo Parra joining, a bunch of former Diamondbacks were on that team who I played with, and we all were friends. No one cared who got the credit. It was all about winning baseball games. And when you do something like that, special things can happen. I truly think that was the main reason why we stuck together. We were able to make a great run in the playoffs. So many games could have went the other way, but I think with the group we had, made things a little bit easier for us.
We're talking to Patrick Corbin. He is a world champion. So you mentioned Max Scherzer, Patrick, in Game 7. I mean, this guy was barely able to move on Sunday. Then he comes out on Wednesday, and he's just battling. I mean, battling. You already knew how tough he was. You know how badly he wants to win. So what were you thinking, though, as you watched him pitch in that game?
Yeah, the day that he came to the field when he was supposed to start, he's in a neck brace, just kind of laying down and really couldn't move, and you knew he had to be hurting if he was taking the ball for a World Series game. So he was able to get some rest there, get some treatment, and when we heard that he was able to go, everyone was excited, and we didn't know how long that was going to be, how long that would hold up, and everyone was just ready. But, I mean, heck of a job he did to hold them to two runs and strand so many runners on the base in that game to keep us in it.
Patrick Corbin is joining us. I think you got to take a step back, right? Like, we all just kind of assume this is what you guys do. Can you kind of explain what that's like when you pay the price that you pay, you work as hard as you do, guys go to battle the way they do, when you see the kind of sacrifice and battle that he has in him, how does that bond 25 guys or even more in that organization? Can you explain what that's like to a layperson?
Yeah, this it kind of started when we got Gerardo Parra. He brought that, just the energy, the excitement. He kind of got people out of their comfort zone. You see Strasburg dancing, the hugging, all that stuff. And we just had fun with each other. And early in the season, we did have a lot of injuries. Things weren't going our way, but we just knew if we stuck together, just keep believing in ourselves, things could turn around. And I thought Davey did an amazing job there, just never changed his attitude, came to the field every day and did his best.
Strasburg, man, that's not his deal at all, is it? Dancing, kind of hanging out like that, having fun. Like, what did that tell you that he kind of gave into that and became one of the guys like that?
Yeah, he was just that's being a part of a team. And when you have guys like that who will do things for the team, I mean, look what happened. We won a championship.
We're talking to Patrick Corbin. So the game rolls around and, you know, Scherzer battles through five innings, and then you come in the sixth inning. What kind of emotions were you feeling entering the sixth inning of Game 7 of the World Series down 2-0?
I honestly felt I felt prepared. I felt the same. I wanted the ball. I tried staying loose the whole game, not knowing when my name was going to be called. And I honestly have no idea how many innings I'd throw, if it was one bat or three innings like I did. So I did a couple times early in the postseason, something that I wasn't used to, but you want to be in these games. You want to go out there and help your team win, and was lucky enough to do that. Kept us in the ball game. Our offense did a great job of scoring some runs late, and we were able to come away with a win.
Patrick Corbin is joining us talking about the World Series experience. I got to ask you, though, by the time Game 7 rolled around, you'd already pitched more this year than you had in any previous MLB season. But as you point out, Patrick, it's Game 7. So how are you feeling out there on the mound? Like, how much did you have in your arm at that point?
I honestly felt great. The ball felt like it was coming out the best it had all year. I mean, those games are the games you want to pitch in. The biggest game, Game 7 of the World Series, I think I'll be able to look back on it and see how cool that moment was to have an opportunity to pitch in that game. And but yeah, like I said, we didn't know what was going to happen. All the starters were in the bullpen that game with Max's neck and back problem. We weren't sure what he was going to do.
All right, so the offense breaks out in the seventh, and then you've got a 4-2 lead. That obviously changed things for you. You give them three huge innings. What did it feel like to hand it over to Daniel Hudson, knowing you needed three outs to become world champions?
I was excited when we signed him. I just knew he's a guy who wants the ball in big situations. Himself going through two Tommy Johns, and couldn't be happier for him to get the final out of the World Series. And I mean, he was huge all that since we picked him up for us. And I mean, we wouldn't have been there without him.
Patrick Corbin joins me for another moment or so. I have to ask you about a conversation that you had with Dan Heron in spring training when you were in Arizona that made a huge difference. You made the point that the conversation was not about big things, but it was about small things. And I want to ask you about that, Patrick, because I see Dan Heron. He lives in the same neighborhood as I do. I see him in the gym. He is such a good dude. He is a great, great dude. What was it about that conversation, and what kind of an impact did it have on you?
Yeah, so he kind of was just looking. He did our starters in Arizona and did reports for us and things like that. And just walking into spring training one day, we just kind of talked about some simple things. And, hey, why not throw your breaking ball more if it's your best pitch? So I looked into that and made sense. And, I mean, honestly, it seems pretty obvious. And then just being smarter about when you're pitching inside or when you're throwing your fastball and what counts. And just small things like that pretty much changed the way that I threw. You always hear throw your fastball, get your fastball down and things like that early in games. But for me, this is kind of what's been working.
All right, then finally, I know you grew up in New York and you played some college ball in Florida. Tom Kochman, who was an Angel scout, said that he loved you, and not just for your game, but because of who you are as a person. In fact, he went as far as to say that you're one of his sons. How would you describe the relationship that the two of you have?
Yeah, he's an incredible person. He's a scout who drafted me, and I got to play for him in rookie ball my first season. He was my manager, so I believe he drafted Howie Kendrick as well. So he reached out to us and just thanked us for everything. And I remember how upset he was when the Angels traded me away. But he's got an eye for baseball and talent, and was happy I got to play for him for the year that I did.
Patrick, in terms of Kendrick, like, it's kind of a tired cliche, like that phrase, pro's pro. This guy's the definition, the epitome of a pro's pro, isn't he?
For sure. I mean, you got him. We got a bunch of older guys. I think we're the oldest team in baseball. And I mean, Howie was obviously a huge part of that. And I'm just glad for a lot of those guys that we finally did it.
All right, so you finally did it. My final question, how do you approach the offseason? You've already been to a Capitals game. You guys went shirtless on the Zamboni. That had to be awesome. Do you continue to enjoy the win a little bit longer and rest up before you get back to work? What do you do with the offseason going forward?
Yeah, I'm in Arizona now. I'm going to be headed to Mexico for a couple weeks for vacation, and probably after that, going to get things back going. But I just want to enjoy this and have as much fun as I can.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you making time for us now that it's done to come on the program. And Ben, I looked it up. Patrick, it's been 6 years since you came on the program, so it's good to have you back. Congrats on the World Championship. Enjoy the offseason. Hope we can do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Patrick. That's two Nats we've had on. I like it.
It's two for me.
That is two for me.